Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
We got Jason Cole stopping by in about 20 minutes. Hey, a brand new list of potential Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists is out. Is anybody going to get in? This list is not quite the list of years past. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, there's a lot of guys that you like, and then it's a question of are they the very good or are they Hall of Famers?
That's tough.
I mean, we do this all the time, and we'll ask Jason Cole while he still has his vote. And we'll see if we can figure out, because you got guys like Anquan Boldin and Cromartie who had fantastic careers.
These guys,
but are they Hall of Famers?
No, they're all very good. Honestly, Devin Hester might be the only guy, and it's like, whoa, Devin, the guy changed the game for returns. I mean, you're talking
about a
guy that did something amazing, but it was, you know, you can say, oh, well, special teams is a third of the game. Well, okay, well, returns is half of a third of the game, so is that enough? Like, really, he's the only guy on that list because of what he did.
Oh, well, and now those don't exist anymore. So, he should get in. Bears.
The last return man to ever get in, Devin Hester. But a couple of quarterbacks making news for completely different reasons tonight. First off, we have this. Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play Sunday for the Miami Dolphins. He is going to miss the game against the Raiders, which means the Raiders are going to be 3-0. And he's missing because he's got a fractured rib. He missed a lot of the Bills game. He went out on the second series, a game the Bills dominated pillar to post and won 35-0. And it's not because he's hurt. It's kind of a culmination of everything with him. But all that's left for him now is how it ends in Miami. Right, that's all that's left for Tua Tagovailoa is how this ends for him in Miami. Because we've gone to great lengths to document how much there is division within the Dolphins that Tua is not their guy. Right, everything they've done over the offseason has gone to show you that while they kind of believe in Tua, they're really ready to move on. The flirtation with Deshaun Watson, the lack of a public avowment that Tua's our guy, it had to be Brian Flores behind closed doors. Hey, just so you guys know, Tua's our guy. So, Coach, we're ready. We're excited about him. Oh, no, I'm not going to say this publicly. I'm going to say it to you, and then you can leak it if you want to, so it seems like I'm publicly getting behind him. All right, Coach, I got you. We're ready for Brissett by week three or week four. You can just tell they're not behind him. The fact he got benched so many times in the first year for Ryan Fitzpatrick. The team responded more to Ryan Fitzpatrick. All right, I get you're trying to win games, but you just drafted a guy to be your franchise quarterback. You're not going to let him play through his mistakes. It's not going to – from the beginning, this was weird. This is not how any team before has treated a potentially franchise-changing quarterback that you took high in the first round. Even Josh Rosen was given his chance to win things over and win the Cardinals over in his first year, couldn't do it, so they moved on to Kyler Murray, and now Josh Rosen's trying to just stay in the league. It was awkward from the beginning with Tua, but now it's past its salvation point. He won week one, but all anybody wanted to talk about was his bad interception. Oh, Tua threw that. Oh, my God. It's like part of the Dolphins are working against him being good. Like, they want him to stink so they can make it plausible that they want to move on from him so fast. It's like they're desiring him to fail so you can justify moving on, right? And now, watch and see what happens. If the team responds to Jacoby Brissett, whoa, watch out now. Why are they responding to him and not responding to Tua? I can see them making a big move trade-wise for a quarterback if they stay in it. Like, if they start winning some games and squeaking by, maybe Drew Locke shakes free for the rest of this year because he's not winning the job from Teddy Bridgewater. I can see them doing a lot of these things. Or
simply sitting Tua out for a while if Brissett plays well. We've seen him do that. We've seen him play well in spurts. Or if Miami just looks motivated with somebody else at quarterback, more motivated with somebody else than Tua, something is going on there, and he's just not their guy. And it's been that way, and it's been incredibly awkward. And this is why all that's left for Tua is the fall. Right, all that's a, what was it, Richard III? All the when the fall is all that's left, it matters a great deal. How does he lose his job? Does he even play again for the Dolphins after this? We're going to keep him out. He's week to week with a fractured rib. Hang on a second. I think I remember Drew Brees trying to play with 11 fractured ribs. I think guys like Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger and all, they would all put on flak jackets, whatever else they need to do to tape themselves up so they could play with fractured ribs. Guys don't miss games with fractured ribs. And now Tua's out, and he's going to sit out for a while. And he's kind of week to week, yet nothing smells right in Miami with Tua. So it's just a matter of how he leaves at this point. There's no way he can win everybody over, because he's not going to suddenly show up and throw for 350 and five touchdowns a week. It's just going to be about the fall. Is it now and he never gets his job back? Is it where he gets to come back and plays poorly again, gets hurt again, and somebody else takes over? It's just how it's going to happen, but I know the end result for Tua.
Yeah, I think when we go back to last year, you have the discussion between he and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that Flores and company got caught in no man's land. They were winning games based on their defense, hanging around, and Fitzpatrick hadn't turned into a pumpkin, right? So you're caught between, normally when we draft a guy this early, and with Tua, it's coming back from the hip and all of those other things, the odd offseason, add it all up. But normally when you're drafting a quarterback that early, you're in a position where you're a terrible team. They weren't a terrible team. Even coming in, and, you know, it wasn't a surprise that they won some games, but then they kept winning. And now it's, well, Fitzpatrick hasn't thrown up on himself, so why don't we try to win this again? And so Tua got caught in the switches and caught in a really bad spot. And I think he wore more of it than he should have, that it should have been more on the coaching staff, but not necessarily as an indictment of Tua, but more the situation that developed as the season went on. Now, when you can go get Deshaun Watson, much like in every other city that was thinking they were in an Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, before all of the allegations came out on Deshaun Watson and he declared he wasn't going to play for the Texans again, well, then sure, you're an idiot if you're not listening. All right, what do we want to do? The fact that it kept becoming a story, I don't know how much was that from inside the building of Miami or people just wanting to make fetch happen. Sorry, I have to do it. And keep it alive, right? That the story just festered. But all things being equal, if Deshaun Watson's available to play and to your squad without these things like the sword of Damocles hanging over the top of him, well, yeah, you're listening. You want to know what the price of poker is. And right now, if you believe the reports, the Texans are still looking for a king's ransom, even though nobody knows whether Watson will be available 9 months from now to even step on a football field. So that still hangs out. But for Tua, to your point, but listen to the names that you rattled off of these guys would play. They were all Hall of Famers and arguably two, three of the best ever. And then Ben Roethlisberger, wherever you decide to rank him, because that's what we do. We rank stuff. But he's sure a Hall of Famer, right? We can say that. You could talk about what he is in 2021 and say
he's a Hall of Famer.
But he's a Hall of Famer. But to say, well, these guys, and they're all Hall of Famers, would do this, and there's Tua. Okay, so he's not a Hall of Famer. But he may not just be a bum in that way either.
Derek Carr's not. Well, I just threw those guys out there. Derek Carr's trying to play with a flak jacket. Matt Ryan's trying to play with a flak jacket.
Sure.
Dak Prescott's trying to play with some kind of tape up or something.
Absolutely.
Everybody's trying to do it. But now suddenly
right,
this is
and
not
last year,
table.
Tyrod Taylor wanted to play too, and Anthony Lynn wasn't going to play Justin Herbert until he actually had to.
Right, but why
so
is this not even on the table?
Punctured
right?
lung.
Why is this not even on the table for Tua? Hey, he can try to play through this. When all other quarterbacks, there would be say, hey, can we get our starting quarterback to play through this? That why is this not even addressed? Or even if it's not an option, hey, and we know he'd love to play. He's a tough kid, but you know there's none of that. There's none of that. It's just too awkward, and you can tell.
Well, it's another example. Another example of a team that needs someone with PR to go talk to your coach before he hits the microphone. To not necessarily, I mean, look, if they want this out here and they want this to be all speculative, then have at it. They certainly succeeded. But I'd like to think that they're smarter than that, than to open up the hey, this guy's a bust and he's not our guy conversation willingly and openly. I think this is a PR fail of, all right, your messaging about what your guy is rather than, you know, the condemnation of therein.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's played his last game. If something else happens, they want, maybe he's played his last game. I mean, it's that big a deal right now with him.
Glad you didn't buy any of those Tua jerseys, man.
No. You want to get one of those jerseys where you can, like, take the Velcro off the back and put a new one on. Hey, I'm going to take this off and put my own name on the back. That's what I want to do. So from Tua, not knowing on social media.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Yes, Tim Tebow has decided.
I'm so excited.
This audio making the rounds today, John Boy Media, which has a lot of big-time footage that gets out for football and the NBA and everything else. This kid is getting pretty famous. He's a kid breaking down Zach Wilson's first interception from Sunday's game against the Patriots. Now, what he has is he's got a frozen screen of the Jets pass blocking, breaking down, and Wilson about to throw his pick on the first play of the game. And remember, this is a kid who is breaking down film of Zach Wilson's first interception. Take a listen.
New Jersey Transit is the absolute worst.
That's a mature 12-year-old right there.
It is.
And then I got track H, and these things are wrong. The announcement was wrong.
Now, listen, you want to make sure track G and track H will get you to Citi Field. You want to make sure it's there. No, here's the kid. Here's the kid breaking down film of the first interception of four by Zach Wilson.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
And I'm going to end with Corey Davis has no hops.
And boom goes the dynamite.
These two idiots right here don't know what they're doing. See, I see that today and I go, that was me. That was me. This is why I do what I do. Because that was me when I was his age. I can't believe the Jets did this. This guy sucks. He's not blocking anybody. This guy's let the rusher come free right down the middle. I don't know where the hell Ken O'Brien's throwing the football. And all despite that, the receiver should still catch it. And Corey Davis has two chances to catch the ball, and he doesn't do it. And he's got no hops. I mean, that's the Jets kid getting it done for you right there. That's breakdown you won't get any place else on television. You get a lot of stuff. There's the straight truth. And, you know, that's the crazy part about this show is that's kind of how we break stuff down. We kind of do it with that kind of
way.
Well,
we do it like 12-year-olds. That's damn right. We may use bigger words, but we cut to the chase.
These two idiots are looking at each other.
And this guy.
There you go. That kid right there, that's your next great sports talk superstar in about 10 or 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get out of school.
He's got
a future.
If we ran a contest of sorts, maybe he'd have a run.
Hey, maybe he's one of those kids that goes right from high school right to professional broadcasting. I mean, maybe. But don't we have to do 1 year in college? Right? Isn't the 1 year? You got to go to college for 1 year, then you can jump and get a job? Isn't that how it works?
No. If you haven't paid attention to the industry long enough.
Okay. I thought you had to do 1 year. I thought that was the way it went.
No.
You go right. You go,
no,
you go
not
right
anymore.
To getting a job?
You jump straight in. Now with name, image, likeness, I mean, he could be 12. He could be signed up tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. You could sell that thing as an NFT now. Just think about that.
Well, or he, you know, starts his own podcast breaking down and mocking the Jets.
Sure.
There's plenty of folks that want to hear more hot takes and mockery of the Jets from a new source.
They'll never find that podcast because there's like 45 of them. You'll never be able to
just
find
45?
It.
Just 45?
Yeah, never
Keep
be
going.
Able to find it.
4,500 more.
Well, no. There's 45 on the first page. Then I'm like, I'm not going to page two or page three. No, you got to stay on page one, and there's 45 of them on there. Can't do it. These two guys are just touching each other, and Corey Davis has no knobs.
Yeah, there's...
If I'm Robert Saleh, I'm playing that.
Hey,
let's break down your first pick today, Zach, and I would play that. I would play that whole thing.
Yeah, there's not a lot of meat there. There's just very matter-of-factly. And these guys, and this guy, and who's this, and this guy over here, and Corey Davis has no hops.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Might get swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, it is The Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So today we found out some of the players who may wind up being elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There are a lot of nominees, and some of them out there are very familiar names. DeMarcus Ware, Robert Mathis, Devin Hester. But for the most part, it's a lot of Hall of Very Good. Who could potentially make it?
Who?
Oh, let's welcome in right now. Longtime NFL insider, the editor-in-chief at fansided.com, and currently, until they strip it away from his cold, dead hands, a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter in Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
It's funny that when they decide they want to take a vote away from somebody, they basically say, this person has retired, and they just, like, retire them on their own. They did that in the past with a couple of guys. So,
wow.
It's not that they're going to just strip it from my cold, dead hands, which altogether could happen, okay? I mean, a Charlton Heston moment is sort of appropriate for me, especially the lunacy at the end. That'll happen.
They'll just call you in and say, yeah, you're done. No, I'm still working. No, I'm sorry.
No, they don't even say you're done. They say, you know, we've decided that you've retired. Huh? What?
We had a good run.
We've decided.
Oh. You're going to have to pull the old the George Costanza. Dave Baker can't fire me if he can't find me. And you have to going to keep voting.
There's no question about that. I'll be hiding in the bus room in the in the Hall of Fame. I'll be behind John Madden, because John Madden is the only person with a head large enough to conceal mine.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Hey, have you seen the talking John Madden display? It's great. Watch, if you press a button, he goes, ho-ho, heck of a play. No, do it. Go ahead. It's going to work.
Yeah, cowboy bees. Where did Madden come up with cowboy bees? Where did that come from?
All right, so Hall of Fame-wise, right? I mean, who are you keeping out this year, right? I know you want to get all the Cowboys out. You want to get Staubach out.
Well,
you tried to get Pearson out. You couldn't. Who are you keeping out? You know, we got Anquan Boldin, DeMarcus Ware, Nick Mangold, Jake Long, Devin Hester. Who are you keeping out?
Well, I remember seeing Antonio Cromartie early in his career and thinking, that is just amazing Hall of Fame talent. And then he went to the Jets.
Sure. Boom. We've ended many careers.
My favorite commercial right now is Mangold for that, whatever, that seltzer thing, Bud Seltzer thing, where he doesn't even speak. Because it's like, we'll give you a little money, but you're a Jet. You don't even get a line. You don't get to speak, okay? Because you're a Jet. All right? That's how this works. Now, honestly, I'll keep out all of them.
It's a lot of Hall of Very Good. I mean, honestly, it's a lot of Hall of Very Good.
It is a lot of Hall of Very Good with guys who had glimpses of Hall of Fame. Like Fred Taylor, I don't know if Fred Taylor is a Hall of Famer. I saw moments where I was like, oh, my God, Fred Taylor is amazing. And then there's a lot of years where it's, and the sum total is probably a Hall of Famer, but it's close. And, you know, like Fred Taylor has never been in the room for discussion. And I want to hear the discussion about Fred Taylor. And, you know, I did see all of his career, so I should know most of it. But I really want to hear what resonates. It's sort of like Sean Alexander, when we asked him, it's like, yeah, those numbers are really awesome. And, you know, yeah, there's an MVP season, Super Bowl. But, man, I was just never that excited about Sean Alexander. And maybe that's just wrong and it's bias and, you know, you need to take a step back and go, you know, forget your own personal attitude because you may not have seen him enough. But do the numbers stack up, right? And that's what I have to do with a guy like Fred Taylor. And, you know, there's some other – like Justin Smith is just a – if you're an aficionado of football, Justin Smith is – as good a candidate as there is on this list. He's right there with the best guys on this list. You know, Vince Wilfork, you know, Reggie Wayne, any of those guys. You can put him in that category. But people don't appreciate the kinds of things that Justin Smith did as a 3-4 defensive end. It's certainly, you know, Willie McGinnis gets a little bit of that too because the times that he played in the 3-4 had to sacrifice a lot. Now, he's got championships that Justin Smith doesn't have, and he was never a Bengal, so, you know, that helps. You know, it's sort of the non-Bengal factor. It's, you know, Bengals and Jets have a hard time.
Okay, all right, I'm with you.
Well,
was he ever a Bengal?
Is always
yes.
A big deal. Yeah.
Oh, he was a Bengal. I'm putting an X next to his name. I'm putting a
like
line.
Willie Anderson. Willie Anderson is right tackle. You know, Jeff Hobson is the voter from Cincinnati, and I love Jeff. Right, he's a good guy. He's very funny. You can make fun of him. He'll laugh at himself. But man, he has been begging. He's like, Willie Anderson should be, you know, right tackle, deserve respect. And I'm like, he's a Bengal. Just stop. You know, just stop.
He's a Bengal. See, I just get sad looking at some of the names on the list, J. Cole. Of wow, those guys have already been out of the league 5 years.
Oh yeah,
six years, or whatever it is.
It's like, wait a sec. I covered every one of these guys their entire career, and now they're out of the league?
Oh, or their boy. Kids are now top collegiate athletes ready to make some noise.
Yeah,
look, it's Frank Gore Jr., while Frank Gore may still go back to San Francisco. It's madness.
It'll be like Frank Gore is like him and LeBron James. You know, LeBron James wants to play with his son. Frank Gore will definitely do that. There's no question about it.
Because I guarantee you there's some people around that go, Anquan Boldin, he's not with the Ravens still? He's not still in the league. Anquan Boldin has been out of the league for 5. You're sure? I could swear I saw him for the 49ers last week. Anquan Boldin's been out of the He's been out of the league? Okay. All right.
He's been out of the league, actually, I think 7 years. But that's neither here nor there. Steve Smith. Like, Steve Smith. I loved covering Steve Smith, right? Mm-hmm. And he's been out of the league for 5 years. I'm like, where'd that time go? Man, that's amazing. All right. So aside from Ode to Be Young, what else are we talking about here?
Listen. We have decided we have a block of time to devote to the fact that while Justin Fields is going to start for the Bears on Sunday, once again, Matt Nagy wanted to leave no bones about it. When Andy Dalton is healthy, he is getting his job back, no matter what.
Because nothing screams starter like Andy Dalton and the Bears. Nothing.
Bengals, see? It all comes together.
Right. Well, Bengals and Bears, like that is like that's the combination of your career goes to die and then you play with boring players. Like that's just what happened. Like he played with exciting players in Cincinnati, but still his career went to die. And now you go to Chicago and you get like Allen Robinson. Like really? Like that's what you're going to get? Like you have good receivers in Cincinnati, and this is what you get. So, I'm too hard on Allen Robinson, but when he's
the
best,
you really don't
like
Allen Robinson very much.
I like him enough. He's fine. Okay, but that's my reaction. He's fine. It's like the Bears. It's like you look at the totality of the team. He's like they're fine. There's nothing that excites you about the Bears right now. Nothing. Absolutely zero. But you paid $75 to watch that.
And I did. And but for a couple of decisions, I really thought I was going to have
say
a
this?
Shot.
Yeah, well, go you ahead. You might have had better value if during the tailgater you had taken 75 $1 bills and then made it rain into the barbecue and just burned the money.
I will say this. I probably did consume $75 worth of beer. Maybe more.
Well, yeah, but based on what it's going to cost Stan Kroenke to pay off that place, that's like two beers.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's going to be a long time.
$37 beers to pay off the $5 billion.
Not quite that bad, but yeah, it certainly does escalate quickly. There's no question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but,
right.
But they were tall boys, at least.
And they still let Harmon on the field to play. I mean, didn't you see Harmon play the slot for the Bears on Sunday? It was Mark Mariani on one side and Eric Weems on the other, and Harmon was in the middle. That's what they did.
You got an Eric Weems reference. Nicely done.
Wow.
That's, I did.
You know that roster really well.
I just was
but the fact
about
that
obscure
is
Bears
Harmon could line up for those guys, and it would be just as exciting as it currently is.
You're probably a minute. Right. Are you kidding me?
I mean, seriously, J. Cole, the way the Bears are dealing with the fact, no, Andy Dalton is our guy. It seems like the Bears are afraid that if they bench him and say Justin Fields is our quarterback, the next day he's going to sue them and they think he can win. No, Andy's our guy. Don't make Andy's our guy. He's our guy. Because the minute they say he's not our guy, here comes a lawsuit. You promised me I would be the quarterback. I have it in writing in my contract.
Wasn't Matt Nagy like an insurance salesman before he became an assistant coach under Andy Reid or something like that?
I know he's doing a lot of ads for McDonald's in Chicago, so there's a lot of
right.
ads going on right about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, basically, the Bears are a value meal.
Nicely done.
No, I get the feeling that Nagy is just one of those guys who hasn't really been around like a locker room enough to know how it operates and to be able to say to football players, yeah, like you're not starting now. That's the way it goes. And it's one of those things, and Dave Wannstedt was the king of this, another famous Bears coach.
Hey, all the pieces are in place. What are you talking about?
Right, all the pieces are in place, yeah. We're going to do a little bit more, we're going to work hard, and we're going to win. It's going to be great. But Wannstedt was the king of guys who hated to be disliked. They wanted to be every player's buddy. And that's not how being a head coach is. You have to be willing to be the jerk and to tell guys straight to their face, look, you're not playing, and I'm, you know, sorry you don't like it, but this is the way it is, right? And guys who are great head coaches, like Jimmy Johnson, no problem. Like, he enjoyed doing that. Don Shula, you can go on down the line. Bill Belichick, you're not starting. Sorry, you know, like Malcolm Butler, it's the Super Bowl. Yeah, don't think so. That's what those guys do. And I think that Nagy just doesn't have that in him. And he doesn't know how to handle a locker room. And as a result, he just tiptoes around these guys too much. And, you know, he might be a great play designer. He might actually – well, no, he's not really a good play caller.
No,
he's not. He's
that was
not.
A good but, try, I mean, but no.
No. I mean – He's a really good play caller if you had talent, and the Bears don't.
Well,
if I
had Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, I could call
exactly.
Plays too,
that's my point. Right, that's my point. If you have those guys, it's easy to call plays, and because you just like dial it up, like Mahomes will just make anything happen, and that's part of the reason why they're great, and part of the reason why you have to sort of adjust and do real research on the assistant coaches to know. Do they actually know how to coach and handle a football team, or are they just incredible beneficiaries of the talent around them? And that's why I think like Nagy was hard to figure out. I mean, he was incredibly hard to figure out, and I don't know that. Like, I'm trending to the fact that I don't think he's very good. I don't think this whole thing with Justin Fields or Andy Dalton is going to end very well. And it's the Bears, so. You know, you'll probably see about six more years of this because they don't like to fire coaches.
I know.
Now, wait a minute. If this is such great, and being a jerk is what's needed to be able to, then Adam Gase should have been the greatest head coach in history.
No.
Why was Adam Gase so bad?
Look, you cannot be, coaching the flying tacos, okay? That's just not what you're supposed to do. And, Adam Gase, you can't want to be that jerk,
You have to be capable of being that jerk. It's a very fine line. And I think Adam Gase wanted to prove to the world he was a tough guy and knew what he was doing. And he also wanted to take control of every organization that he went into and, like, thump the general manager and immediately assume control. And it's like, look, dude, just call the plays right, will you? Can you just do that first? And then we'll graduate on to whether you even know anything about personnel. Like, just stop. So, like, yeah, I mean, God, the coaches of the Bears and the Jets, like, you guys could have such a show that nobody would listen to about how bad it's been watching, you know, the Jets and the Bears coaches over the over your lifetimes, right? Like, you got Parcells, Harmon, you got Ditka. And that's it.
Yeah, it's called the hold my beer
Smith, himself, my friend.
Like, Smith, yeah. You can't even count Belichick for 5 minutes.
No.
That's
no,
the
I
beauty
can't.
Of this.
No, I can't.
It's like Charlie Waters or whatever, you know, whoever, you know. Oh, God, it's awful.
Well, I sent Smith a picture of the Belichick podium shot for Christmas last year.
Yeah, he's a nice guy doing that.
I don't want to coach. I resign. No, I'm not doing this.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, and now will be on a mission to keep Devin Hester out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's not much of a mission. Let me just say that.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
Make it at least challenging. Like, Drew Pearson, I lost, but it was a challenge. Like, I did have to show up at the airport and, like, try and kidnap him and put him in a car and send him to, like, Ontario or something. Like, yeah, I was going to send him across the border, but he couldn't stay for the whole thing.
All right. Well, we'll come up with somebody for you to keep out. We'll come up with that.
Remember Elway, A Relentless Life. Buy it. Thank you.
That's bye. Right. Yes, buy it. Yes, the one time I didn't plug his book in, like, the last 8 months. Yes, Elway, Relentless Life. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books. Or Jason Cole is the author. The one time. I don't know. Okay. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. So be cautious at crossings. And if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. Well, with all reports of quarterbacks who may or may not play this week, we know Tua is out. Carson Wentz most likely is out with a couple of sprained ankles. Thank goodness I walked back that Colts to the AFC title game prediction. We have Ben Roethlisberger smack a dab in the middle of, hey, is he going to play Sunday? All right, now he's had a pec injury, and it was suffered early in the game last week when they lost to the Raiders. And he says, I'm doing everything I can to play on Sunday. Now, this is where you have to understand who Ben Roethlisberger is and who he's been over the course of his career to know if he's going to play.
what he wants to do. We've said this so many times. He wants to make sure everybody knows that he is injured, right? Because that's his thing, is playing through injury. He wants that to be the mark he left on the game. Boy, nobody played through more injuries than Ben Roethlisberger. We know he's injured more than any other quarterback in the league. We always know when something is up, right? So knowing that about Roethlisberger, here he is saying, I'm doing everything I can to play on Sunday. He's going to play. Because if he couldn't play, he wouldn't say anything, because then there's no way he can do it and then not be able to play. But if he says, I'm doing everything I can to be able to play, you know he's going to play, because that's him looking like a hero going, see, I did everything I could this week. I'm really hurt. I'm really in pain. I don't know how I did it, all these, but I'm going to go play on Sunday. If he wasn't going to play, he wouldn't say anything. It would be, I'm out, and that's it, and there's nothing else going on. But I'm doing everything I can, because he knows that he's going to be able to play, so let me push this up and talk about how injured I am. Look, and I don't doubt that he's dinged up. I'm not saying it, but he likes to do this. This is kind of what he likes to do. If he had no chance of playing, he wouldn't say anything. But because he's talking about it and saying, I'll do all I can, he's going to play on Sunday.
No, there's no question about it, right? Unless they've totally taken away his pectoral muscle and they can show that it's ripped and all of that, because we've certainly had that happen from time to time, usually offensive and defensive linemen or linebackers. But, unless there's something that is just catastrophic, he's going down swinging in this year, because this is probably it, right? I mean, especially watching what we have the first two games of this season, there's no way that he's going to miss a game after a pathetic effort against the Raiders. And maybe we've underrated the Raiders, but it's still the first half of the season. As always, I want to see John Gruden-led teams after November 1st, but we'll talk about that another time. As it comes to Ben Roethlisberger, the MO has always been, look, I play through pain, and I'm the ultimate team player, because you're going to get every last bit of me on the field. And I don't say that as a derogatory thing. I just, he lets you know his status and wants to make you know that, you know, he's wearing it on his sleeve. And you could take it as a pejorative thing, as some do, and I think we're just real about it, is most guys don't talk about their injuries nearly as much as Ben Roethlisberger does.
Oh, no. And you know how much that pisses off Mike Tomlin, that, hey, guess what? It's leaked. No matter what, I can't keep my quarterback's injury situation a secret. Nope, because it's always out there. Hey, I'm dinged up, but I'm playing. I'm injured, but I'm playing. I mean, that's kind of who he is. And I'm not saying Roethlisberger can stuff up. I'm not saying that at all. But there's guys who play through injuries like most players do in the NFL. And then there's guys who are injuries and want to make sure you know they're playing through injuries, right? There's guys that put up triple doubles in the NBA, and then there's guys like LeBron James who puts up a triple double but feels the need to say it in his post-game press conference just in case, so everybody knows he had a triple double. Oh, I didn't know I had a triple double tonight. What was I, 35, 18, and 12? Well, I didn't know I had that kind of game tonight. Everybody knows, but I just want to make sure you know it. I mean, that's what Roethlisberger's been doing his whole career.
And that's fine, right? Because these are two guys, Roethlisberger for the last 20 years, or not quite that far, but, you know, between him and LeBron coming up on 20 years, that if they want to tell you their resume and feel the need to, you know, I'll let the guys who really got psychology degrees get into all of that. For me, it's a, all right, we now have the reinforcement of numbers that we don't have to look up the box score because we know LeBron's going to tell us. And we get an injury report that I don't have to wait till Friday because Ben's going to tell us too. How you feeling? Well, this hurts. Here it is. Operation the Wacky Doctor's Game. Look at all the stuff that lights up.
Twitter @ don't touch the sides. There goes bone. Twitter @ how about a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, a story about Urban Meyer and Alabama that's making the rounds. Fox.